opposing view fueled by Gatorade. I'm Tori Petri. Every week we talk to a reporter who covers the opposing team, and this week we are bringing in Matt Tabeek from AtlantaFalcons.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Tori.
Of course. All right. All the talk about the Falcons is whether or not they have a Super Bowl hangover. It's been 2 weeks. How are they feeling about that notion?
I'll tell you what, they answer those questions, but I'll tell you, they are tired of hearing about the hangover. They are tired of being asked about last year. This team is really just focused on 2017, and after two games, they feel like that they're slowly kind of putting that thing to bed. So, yeah, they're tired of hearing about it, but they understand, too, that they're going to get those questions, so...
Of course. So one of the big things about the Falcons this offseason is that they lost their offensive coordinator that they took to the Super Bowl with them, and now Steve Sarkisian is their offensive coordinator. What's the difference between the Kyle Shanahan offense and Steve Sarkisian?
I'll tell you what, there really has not been a whole lot of difference. When Steve came in, he actually learned their playbook, their wording, their terms, and he's added a few wrinkles. You know, everywhere he's been, when he's been a head coach, he's had 1,000-yard rushers, so the run game is important to him. But really, you know, with everything in place and the core of this group coming back and Matt Ryan here and all the skill guys here, he basically said, look, this is working, and saw it as an opportunity. You know, we talked to him in the offseason, and he learned, you know, their style of offense, and then he slowly kind of tweaked some things. So there's been some, you know, adjustments with timing and communication and that kind of stuff. But by and large, it's been the same offense. So
overall, where do you think this team looks like they're at compared to where they left off last season?
I think they've picked right up. I mean, the first game, you know, it's the first game. You know, it's on the road. It's never easy to win on the road. But I think this team really kind of opened things up in the second game. Kind of they got the run game going, and so much is predicated off that run game for them. They love the to hit things downfield off the play action. They were able to do that. But I don't think that we've really seen this thing opened up yet. So they kind of got things going, and I think there's a ways to go. And there's some things that they've worked on in the offseason that they haven't really shown yet, too. So, so far, so good.
Well, a lot of people think offense when they think of the Atlanta Falcons, but they've got a pretty good defense, too. But one of the things about this week is that Vic Beasley is out with an injury right now. So who should the Lions be looking out for on that Falcons defense?
Yeah, Vic, you know, he led the league in sacks last year. All they're saying right now is that he's definitely out this week. Coach Quinn said, you know, hey, this week. But beyond that, he's not going to really – they don't really know yet. But you're going to see their first-round draft pick, Tack McKinley. Play both the left side and right side. You're going to see Brooks Reed in there. They have a lot of depth, and so that's one nice thing that they talked about in their first game and second game. They've been able to rotate 8-9 guys along the defensive front. They even talked about moving Devondre Campbell in trying him out in some different spaces. So I think it's going to be a next man up approach, and so, you know, we don't know what exactly they're going to do, but that's what we anticipate, and that's what Coach kind of hinted today. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for your insight. We look forward to having you guys in town.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right. Thanks for having me.
Of course. That's Matt Tabeek of AtlantaFalcons.com for DetroitLions.com. I'm Tori Petri.